You're listening to a new episode of Podcast Music Stays. This is a very special one because today it is World Mental Health Day. And me, myself, I find this topic very important. But to emphasize this, I have a special guest with me here in the studio, namely Borka. Hi.
Hello.
Do I pronounce your name right, sir?
Perfect.
Yeah, cool. You just released your new single, Burden. Could you tell me what the song is about and how it is linked to World Mental Health Day?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here, especially today. So this song is, I think it's pretty descriptive already. If you think about the word burden, it is something super heavy that you carry with yourself throughout your whole life. And it is something you can't really get rid of. And to me, that's really mental issues that people have, also myself. It's kind of like the metaphor of that sometimes you can't really get rid of something and it's really heavy on you and on other people around you. So this song is really about what it feels like to deal with mental health issues.
Okay, and does that come, that story, from your own experience? Because you mentioned it briefly, you self have a mental health disorder.
Yeah, I'm pretty outspoken about it. So I've been dealing with borderline personality disorder for quite some years now. I've always had it, but I was diagnosed a couple of years ago, actually after I moved here in the Netherlands. So it was extra heavy for me to sort of deal with this mental health issue while I'm in a new country. I don't know anybody. I don't speak the language. So it was crazy. And I've gotten quite some help here because I feel like in the Netherlands, the mental health care is a little better than where I'm from. So in Hungary, it's really tough. But here, I felt like I at least got a little help.
Okay, because what's the biggest difference, would you say, between Hungary and the Netherlands when it comes to mental health
care? Yeah, well, just imagine like centuries of differences in terms of health care, but on the mental basis. So it really just feels like in Hungary, they still stigmatize you so much for example, going into therapy or just having depression. Nobody talks about it because it's such a stigma and people are just scared that they will be labeled, they will be ostracized from society. They will really just lose everyone around them if they talk about these things. Yeah. And whereas in the Netherlands, I feel like at least people sometimes dare to go and seek help, even if it's still not normalized to talk about it, which I would really like.
Yeah.
Like that is really my mission, to get it a little bit more, you know, just normal in society to talk about sadness, about depression, about all the issues that you're going through.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about that more because I have some opinions myself about how we need to deal with that in our society. But first about your single then, Burden. In your own words, you said it is about the internal struggle of people with mental health issues. Yeah, can you tell me how does that look like, an internal struggle for you as someone with borderline?
Yeah, I mean, I would really, for borderline people, the core of the issue is that we feel everything 10 times more intensely than other people, be it sadness, happiness, and these emotions can change from one moment to another. And from the outside, all that people can see is that we're either hysterical or we're just crazy happy. Mm-hmm. And it can be very confusing for people who don't deal with these kind of emotions. And these always lead to very, very big conflicts, honestly, because we're very misunderstood in general and labeled like crazy a lot of the times. And I think it's the same with other mental health issues as well. Like the label crazy is just very offensive, but it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the internal struggle is more about like trying to keep being yourself, but also be accepted in society. And you can see it's a paradox if you think about it, because in order to be accepted, you have to like adhere to this standard of normal, but the normal person doesn't actually exist. We're all different in that sense. We all have different emotions, different ways of dealing with our issues. And as soon as you try to be normal, you're just kind of giving up a part of yourself.
Yeah.
And this internal struggle is really what I've been dealing with. Like, am I going to keep being crazy and be myself, but also risk losing people around me? Or am I going to try and be accepted, but also just keep myself from being who I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does it feel when you feel like people find you crazy?
Well, I've gone through quite some phases of emotions. I would say it's like the grieving period of accepting that this is happening. And whenever I was labeled crazy, I would at first be super, I would feel so rejected. And that's the worst thing, I think, because it also feels like you're being abandoned by people that you love, and maybe they love you as well. They just don't know how to deal with it, and conflicts happen. Mm-hmm. And later on, I actually became really angry, but not at people per se, but at just at society. Like, yeah. I was so angry at everyone for having this normality thing going on. And yeah. And actually, that's when I wrote Burden. I was so angry.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. It came out of anger. But in the end, like, the song kind of also tries to like unify people who are weird or crazy or different, mm-hmm. in the sense that like we're all ostracized, so why don't we just start talking about it and you know, just form a new society where people can be crazy if they want.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you said that you wrote the song in a very angry moment. I watched the video clip, of course, and it's really intense one.
Yeah,
like you can see the anger in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anger, despair, sadness, everything in the video clip is just, yeah, it's quite mental. You guys should check it out, actually.
Yeah. Well, you can find the link in the description if you want to watch it. I will put everything in the description. But how does that make you feel as an artist that it is such a personal song that you're releasing? Does that scare you at all?
Not really anymore, I think, because I mean, you and I go way back, so you know, like I guess the audience doesn't really know that yet, but I've been really writing songs that are super personal to me, mm-hmm. be it a love song, be it a sad song, anything like that. I got inspired by my own experiences. So at this point, this is not really scary, but this is actually giving me a bit of courage to be able to stand out there and be like, yo, guys, you're not alone with your struggles. I'm also here.
Yeah.
So this is, to me, sort of like a source of inspiration, because I know that if this song reaches someone who is struggling, maybe they will feel like they're less alone.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, this is rather an inspiration than a fear for me to get out there.
Ah, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's really nice. So do you think that music is a good resource, is a good thing to help people with mental health issues?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I use music as a sort of therapy. Like whenever I get overloaded with emotions and thoughts and fears, I sit down and I write a song. I did that yesterday, actually, at like 12.
Oh, really?
In the evening. Yeah, I was like, okay, I cannot sleep, so I'm just going to let it out. So I think if the writing process is already so helpful, then I think maybe if people actually like the music I make, maybe they will get a bit more out of it than just, oh, it's a nice melody. Maybe they get some sort of support, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you get that reaction?
Yeah,
I've
gotten it quite many times, which is weird. Like last year, I released my first album and the reactions were absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I actually got so many DMs saying like, hey, I just listened to the song, or I went to your show and what you said about this song, it really resonated with me. And like, I've also been there, because I also talk about like suicidal stuff and like very heavy issues.
Mm-hmm.
So when people actually get the courage to come up to me and say, hey, I've been there, or I know someone who's been there and your song really resonated with me, that's a really big thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one time I went to your concert and I remember that I was there for a review and I stood in a corner and then you played your song 0606. And I just cried and cried and cried. yeah, your music is really touchy. And especially with this song Burden, I said it earlier, the video clip is really intense, but the music itself is also really intense.
Yeah.
What is the biggest thing that you hope that people will get out of this song, aside from talking about mental health?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think I also just wanted this whole video clip to be a platform for other artists to be discovered. So if we talk about the video clip right now, I had no say whatsoever in what was going on there. I just have three really talented friends who just collaborated on this video clip. And I said, hey guys, I know you guys resonate with the message of the song, because they also have been dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that you're very talented. So here you go. do something really nice. Yeah. So we just got in, like, we just got there, and in 4 hours we just made this whole video clip, and it was super, super nice too. Wow. Yeah, it was just a creative process on the spot. We were like, oh, maybe we should do this and this, and this would like be super cool. Mm-hmm. And so I just, like, with this video clip, I also just wanted to sort of showcase the talent of some of my friends who I know don't really get enough platform, especially now with the whole Corona stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that people will also discover that it's not only the music that's going on here, but also the art around it is also super nice. And mm-hmm. and maybe they will look at that as well. I wanted to involve people because this issue is such a big one, and I know it resonates with so many people, that I just wanted it to become, yeah, just a collaborative work instead of me directing people, do this, do that. So
yeah, but I think that this message and this song especially, it's not a solo project. It is it's the aim to help people with this.
Exactly,
song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the more people get involved, the bigger the message gets, and the more people actually start thinking about it. So I think aside from just thinking about mental health, just mobilizing people to actually start talking about it is a really big thing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, well, mentioned Corona very briefly. Let me touch upon that. How was it for you with someone with a mental health disorder in lockdown?
Oh my God. You know, this is the first time I actually get to talk about it.
Oh, really?
I'm really glad you asked, because it was an absolute hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at the time I was in a relationship, and it really took a toll on my relationship as well. Just the fact that I was confined in the space, because for me it's especially hard. I need to keep moving. I need to keep occupying myself. Otherwise, my emotions will completely, like, take over me. Mm-hmm. And that happened during lockdown, and all my, like, problem behaviors and all the crises I barely have, I had them like on a weekly basis, and it was so hard actually. But actually, at the time, I was still in therapy, so it was very helpful to have someone like a professional who you could call whenever you were having an issue. Mm. So that helped me through. But then again, I've never felt so lonely and so depressed and so sad in my life as I was during the Corona crisis, like during the lockdown. It was so hard.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it was hard for other people as well.
Yeah. And how is it right now?
I guess it's a bit better, because I feel like we're trying to get back into the normal routine with like work and school. And I see that the government is trying to sort of like alleviate this lockdown feeling as much as possible. But to me, it's always been a very important thing to be able to have contact, like real life contact with people.
Yeah.
So I still feel like I'm in like this weird lucid dream where I stay at home every day and I interact as little as possible. So it's still hard, I'm not gonna lie. I'm still missing just being able to be free and go to concerts and do shows and all those things that I can't do right now.
So when you're in those moments of very emotional, like during lockdown, how do you explain to people what they can do for you? How do you explain to people what is going on?
I used to be very bad at it, because I used to not really understand what was going on inside of me. And now I have this catchphrase that I always use in crises, and it's state the obvious. Because to me, in my head, it's obvious what I feel, but I realize that I just cannot convey it properly to people, and also people don't understand immediately what's going on. So I'm trying to be as like punctual and accurate as possible and saying, this is how I feel right now. And even if I don't know what's going on, I just say, I don't know why I feel this, but I just feel like this. Or yeah, I don't know, I just become really sad all of a sudden. Like, that's usually what happened to me, that my emotions were like a crazy roller coaster.
Yeah.
So talking, like communication, is so important.
Yeah. Would you say that is like the biggest tip that you could give to people when it comes to mental health?
Absolutely. That's what I've learned in therapy. That's what I've learned in the past 2 years. Communicate, even if it's obvious to you, it's never obvious to other people. They can't read your mind, and that is so actually hard to accept. But once you understand it, it's a bit easier to become patient with people around you who don't understand what's going on.
So we talked about society, mental health disorders. It's a very important topic today, obviously. I feel that our society is talking more and more about mental health issues. Do you feel the same about that or not at all?
I see an improvement, of course, especially I feel like in Western Europe it's way better, but coming from Eastern Europe and coming from another society where I know it's still not there, I just feel like we need to keep pushing this. We need to keep talking about it, and we need to do more and just really normalize it, because even though we've become, I mean, we've come so far, there's still so much to do and mm-hmm. so many disorders to normalize. I feel like depression is getting very normalized because a lot of people are in anxiety disorders as well. But more niche disorders, like personality disorders like I have, which are not that common or not that well known, people are still getting labeled. People are still not daring to seek help because it's still not there quite. So I'm hoping that we will improve a bit more in the coming months and years.
Yeah. What would you say that you want to do as an artist to improve talking about mental health?
I think I would love to somehow connect mental health and music further up. Maybe connect organizations who deal with these kind of mental health issues to artists who are quite big and quite outspoken about their issues. For example, I know Billie Eilish is also very outspoken about her stuff. Yeah. And I mean, her music is very sad as well. So if we could connect these big artists to organizations that really are there to raise awareness of these things, I think that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there was this festival or like concert series to raise awareness of AIDS like 20, 30 years ago. I'm not even sure when it was.
Yeah.
If we could do something like that, but for mental health issues, that would be amazing. Imagine just all the big artists perform for, I don't know, just... Yeah, be kinder to yourselves, be respectful of depressed people, stuff like that. That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. Wish that something that you would headline such a
show. I would love that. I would love to headline for something like that. I mean, I'm all about that. So.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. I think that is about it for now. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I love this conversation.
Anytime. If you want to listen to the song or a burden, I would highly recommend it. You can find all the links in the description. Please watch the video clip. And I will also put links in the description. If you want to seek help, please go check them out, because especially today, it's really important that we talk more about these kinds of issues and that we are open about and ready to start a conversation. All right. Thank you so much, Burka.
Thank you.